Good morning. I haven't been out here in a while, and you might hear in the background some noises because I'm home and there is some construction going on in the building and outside. Noise. You're cutting up stones. Interestingly, there's going to be the focus of my talk today, stoning. As we look at John, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would come to me in this moment as I talk to those persons who follow my podcast. I pray that you would open my heart and my mind and help me to realize that you are there for me. Help us to realize that you are a shield for us. Help us in this hour. Amen. So, we talk about the case of the woman brought before Jesus. Found in John 8:3, and the Bible says she was brought before him in the Mount of Olives. As after he had gone back to the temple, of course, and the scribes and the Pharisees brought this woman to him. And you know that they were enemies of Jesus. They observed their rites and they taught the people, the scribes taught the people, and the Pharisees knew all the rites and the ceremonies. And they knew the Mosaic laws. So they brought this woman to Jesus and they said, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. Taken, of course, meaning that she didn't come on her own. So they brought her. They brought her to Jesus, laying hold of her and apprehending her. And they set her in the midst of them and Jesus. And they wanted to know what Jesus thought about it, because they were accusing her of this sin. And they reminded Jesus that Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. And that actually meant that she should be killed. They would pelt her until she would actually die because of this sin. So Jesus says, after he stoops to the ground, so we don't understand whether the stooping was actually bending forward to the ground or a lowering of himself to the ground, but as we study that, Jesus is accepting the shame by the stooping, because stooping is a bowing of a sort and the bending of the head. So as he stoops to the ground, he takes the shame upon himself. So this means that whatever these scribes and Pharisees had planned for that woman, shame that they had planned for her to receive, and the guilt that they had planned for her to receive, had somehow redounded to the benefit of the woman. And so we find a reversal of the benefit. And we see that the teacher is being taught. Because he forces their action to the support of the woman. So we throw so many stones at each other. Some of them can be in the form of hurtful words and obscene trials, not necessarily a trial before a court, but community trials, familial trials. We make impossible hurdles and we do things that Christians should not do, among them social shaming. But we have to remember that Jesus stands as a shield for us if we are Christians and believers. So whatever you do to hurt me, or whatever the community does to hurt me or you, will redound. Similar to rebound, but redound, R-E-D-O-U-N-D, to the benefit of me, because he protects me. Sort of like a boomerang, you might say, because he's going to protect me, no matter how many stones you throw. So save your energy. And avoid wasting time, lest they, the stones you throw, become beneficent instead of malevolent for me and my cause. So I just pray that the Lord will help you. And he will help me, because we have performed some actions and some things that we might not have had we thought them through. We all have something that we don't want the world to know about. So we constantly ask God to protect us, and constantly ask him to forgive us. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today that you are our shield and you guard us and you protect us from the enemy who comes to defeat us. Help us understand it is the enemy. It's not the person, it's the enemy, it's the spirit. Let your love fill our hearts. Let your love fill our hearts, not only in our personal battles, but in this political battle. Help us, oh God, to somehow forget about the social charades, and we are participants in things that we really don't understand the true meaning of. Help us to look at the real picture, the big picture, and not get so caught up in the sideshows. We need to be seen as human beings in a world that so desperately needs true leadership at this time, not a party, not a banquet, not a smorgasbord of charades and acrobatics, both grammatical and physical. We don't need to hear the best speech or see the best performance we want, and we so desperately need true leadership. So help us stop the stoning and the shaming and get to the real issues our country is in a very serious state. We have 15 million people out of work. We have a pandemic that keeps us indoors. And we have leaders who just want to be in office on both sides. Come, Holy Spirit, and help us in this great nation, lest we waste our resources, our time, and our energy. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.